When does Dr. Zarkov expect the blasting to start? How near ready are they?
They're almost ready now.
Here they are.
Ooh, yes, we're coming and loading. Ooh, yes, we're coming and loading. Now hold the boat steady, don't let it rock. Full speed ahead until we hit the dock. We're heading for home, the fishing was great. We're coming in loaded, cause we're all out of bait. Got 'em packed to the water line. Some got a waiting, but the catch was fine. Never saw such big ones, man, oh man. We're coming in loaded just as fast as we can. Well, gonna see my baby soon as I get back. Knock on the door with my pockets packed. She'll look at me, well, she can't say no. We're coming in loaded, so come on, let's go.
And this young fella today has the mentality of a little 3-year-old baby.
Yeah, see, now, is that nice? That's not nice, folks. Here we are kicking off the show with some insults for yours truly. Jimmy Knight, I guess, you know, we make fun of it. Hey, nothing is sacred around here, folks. Not even yours truly. And yes, we are on live tonight. And no, I'm not going to tell you what the date is, because all you know, damn brats out there that listen to the repeats are just going to have to imagine that it's a live show. You see what I'm saying?
It is a live show.
Well, it is. That's right. And you know it's live because Dr. Doc Brown is live.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I have it on good authority here, Doc, that the phone line is open and there's at least one of two people that might be phoning in during the show tonight.
Really?
Right. And so it's going to be a matter of who phones in first will actually get on the air. So I'm not going to say anything more than that. But when the phone rings,
yeah,
it could be any one of two people phoning
in. Who's going
to answer it? And you can, well, if you answer it, all you got to do is hit the button over there. And it should
the button marked booze? The button.
Now, stop. Just put the button back there, mark booze, and stop kidding around. Make us a drink. Okay, Doc.
Right.
You hit that button, mark booze.
All right.
And whoever's on the phone, they're just going to start talking.
All right.
Like live over the air.
Interesting.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So we don't know what anything basically could happen tonight on this live show, but we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you if it's live or not, because it is. Just go with it. Just pretend, okay? Just go with the whole live thing. On the show tonight. All right, now, Doc, something else is happening. What's happening?
I don't know. You mean with the forums?
Oh, the forums. I'm glad you brought that up. Would you tell them real quick about the forums?
Yeah, we have forums now where you can talk about stuff, like give your expertise about certain things or your opinions about certain things. And, more or less, instead of emailing us about random stuff, maybe it'll fit into a little category. So I guess I'm even a moderator. I've been upgraded as of lately. I have special privileges.
You have special problems, Doc.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. It's
well, speaking of, go ahead.
No, I kind of like the idea of a forum type thing. So maybe even some of our listeners might make a love connection or something.
Well, we're gonna spice it up right here. Check this out. See if we can spice it up.
Forums. We have forums.
Join in, everybody.
We have lots and lots of forums.
Sing it.
Lost Disc Radio Show forums for you.
Yes. Okay. So, what you do now, see, you go to the website, because we have this. We have this great. Oh my God. I didn't expect that much of a reaction from the studio audience. I should have known better. Do we have that one? Can you get that Beatles album out, Doc, with that song on it? I should have known better. You go to our website, because we've got this great website that's been going now for years, man, for years, and nobody can seem to get to it, because if you actually type in the address on your browser, you have to type it in as this, lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. And the problem there is two things. First of all, you do not put the triple W's in front of this address. And that's just a real pain because everyone just assumes the W's go there. Well, they don't. Okay? You know what I'm saying? We're voting democratically here. There's no W's.
Yeah.
So even though it's a republic, you see the problem there?
See,
people get confused about the
political. The first question I ask everybody when I meet them is, I'm like, do you have Google on your computer?
Right. See,
and
no,
if
go
they
ahead.
Say, and if they say yes.
Yeah, you can do it.
Then you can do it.
So
what is it? Lost Jimmy Knight's Lost Jockeys?
No.
It's true. I'm feeling
if
lucky.
If you type in... I think it was Doc Brown's Lost Jockeys.
No, it was Jimmy and Knight's hit, Lost Jockeys.
I'm feeling lucky in Google. And it brings you to our part of our website where we have the biographies for Dr. Doc Brown and myself and for people. That's not funny. Well, people are laughing.
But you'll
it
get
must
there.
Be funny.
You'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there. You can search on Google, but see, the second problem is you have to spell the word discs with a C.
Right.
And people just are not willing to do that in this day and age of technology. They want to use W's. They don't want to use K's. You know, that's not cool. All right, but anyway, that's what you do. LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. You get in on the forums, or you get in on the email action tonight, because we are live, and we're not just going to tell you, just so that way we get more emails. Because look, here comes Cosmic Debris. You know that guy, Cosmic Debris? He's glad to see that we're on live tonight, man. He's got a strong signal on 7415 kilohertz and on 5110 kilohertz. Shortwave radio, folks, down there in Maryland. And, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Good old Cosmic Debris and Jane coming at you on the BCQ The Planet, as they did earlier tonight at 6 p.m. on the Lumpy Gravy radio show. That's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, folks, on BCQ 7415 transmitter. But, folks, you get in on that email. Go ahead, quick. Give it to him, Doc.
That would be lost@wbcq.us.
That's correct. And in the meantime, it's going to be this kind of night, folks. On the show, man. So you get in quick and dig it with us there before the hour is through, man.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, takes all night long. One scotch, one.
This is the culprit. Only you can decide which it will be. Alcohol or...
Lost Discs Radio.
Well, man, marijuana's no worse than alcohol.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, oh, I discovered a right before me eyes.
Oh, he discovered a right before his eyes.
I picked it up and I ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I know who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked into his shop.
Oh, get out of here with that! Before I call a cop!
Oh, get out of here with that! Before he calls a cop!
I turned around and got right out a-running for me life. And then I took it home with me to give it to me wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked into the door.
Get out of here with that! And don't come back no more!
Oh, get out of here with that! And don't come back no more!
I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... He turned around and ran.
Oh, when the bus was, he turned around and ran.
I wandered on for many years, a victim of me fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go.
Get out of here with that, and take it down below.
Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below.
The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop to open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
And I wonder if I'm losing people because, you know, some people just don't want to hear about it. And I understand. I really do.
Lost Discs Radio.
Fighting 45s for fun.
Dave, he can really do this?
Unless we can stop him, he will do this.
Now there's this cute little chick now who lives down the street, the kind of little gal everyone wants to meet. If you got a few minutes now, it wouldn't take long. I'll tell you about her in the words of this song. Well, bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, I don't mean maybe. Bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, I don't mean maybe. Bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll. Well, she's a woman that's got that beat. She's a woman with the flying feet. She's a woman walks around the store. She's a woman yours for more, more, more. Bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, I don't mean baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the one woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, I don't mean baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll. She's my baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, I don't mean baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, I don't mean baby. Bee-bop-a-loo, she's my baby. Girl, my baby, girl, my baby, girl.
Yeah, 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 ladies and gentlemen, the incredible sounds now of Hugh Scott and the Meteors. Well, we trust that you're out there digging the Perseid meteor shower this week. Yeah, we're at the peak of it. What's that, Doc?
Tonight after midnight, correct?
Yeah, it should be peaking tonight. Tomorrow night, last night, Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So what?
It could be a repeat of last year's meteor shower.
Now, this could be. See, now we've given ourselves away. We're on live, and it's sometime right, during
it's
the Perseid meteor shower.
It's a post. We have forums, and there's a meteor shower show.
See, if you know your Lost Discs trivia, and right. you're a space weather astronomy buff, you can kind of put two and two together here, folks. You know, we don't have to spell this out for you. Necessarily. What the hell? I don't even want to know. People in the background here. Folks in the studio, it's not funny. Hey, no one's... Oh, wait, there is an email in. Let's just check it real quick just to see if it's exciting. Yes, it's... What's his name? It's Mike... What's his name? Probably in Keswick, Ontario. Yeah, Mike in downtown Keswick, Ontario. And he's saying, it's about damn time you do a new show. And it's about...
I agree.
And you're going to have to...
I agree with you 100% though, Mike.
All right, come on. Finally, not... Oh,
I've been trying to get on the air all summer, and this guy just keeps saying, no.
You know, he's drinking... right. Well, this guy, Mike, is drinking heavily some rum and orange juice tonight. And, folks, it's... I don't know. That's the kind of things that people do. And that's it. That, you know, no one else is getting in on the action. So it doesn't really matter if we're on live or not. You should just email. Folks, it is lost@wbcq.us. Before that, of course, before the meteors there, doing their bebop lula, yeah, man, I don't have to tell you what they was doing. It was Arthur Godfrey with The Thing. Now, I gave that to you off the original 78 RPM, folks. I have it right here. You see, I spin the wax, I spin the vinyl, I spin the acetates for you folks, just because that's, well, I don't know. I don't know why. I really don't know why. It's pretty serious. Email in and tell us what you think The Thing is in that song. You know when they said, hey, get out of here with that thing with a thing. It's called The Thing. So tell us what you think The Thing with a Thing is when you get on the email thing there, folks, tonight. Oh, God. And anyways, yes, it's true. One scotch, one bourbon. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. That was not...
It was not George Thorogood.
That was not George Thorogood's original idea, necessarily. There, okay? That was Amos Milburn and the Chicken Shackers. I am not kidding you. Here it is. Amos,
I was just talking about my chicken shack.
It was Amos. On the repeat record label. Oh, God. And on the back, he does a record called Chicken Shack. So next time, if you people show up with chicken from the Chicken Shack, we'll have to spin that one. You give me a heads up. Doc, it's time for some excitement. Are you ready to count down the poll at our website?
Oh, yeah. I always love this. All right. I'm more excited about the theme music, but that's all right.
All right. Read them out for us
here,
on the air.
Here we go. All right. As usual, we're going to count down from number 3 to number 1.
Yeah.
And wow. Hey, look at that.
It's a good one this time.
It's a
huh?
good turnout. Yeah, we do have a Biggest Loser, though, for sure.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it. You know, see, folks, if you go to that website that we was yakking about, you can vote for your favorite of the 3 record labels that we have up there, and we change them about every... Whoa, about every 2 months or so. Lay off, folks. It's been a busy summer, unfortunately. Glad to be back live with you. Jeez, the emails are coming in. Joe Stacks just emailed in, and he said, I can't wait to count down the poll. And he was digging the Arthur Godfrey. And
no,
then,
as
what's
you
his
know,
name? Oh, what's his name down in, what's his place? Down in New Jersey, just emailed in. Tyler in New Jersey emailing in. He says, you know, maybe I missed something. But I'm looking for a tribute to Arthur Lee.
Oh, he's going to get
from
it.
Love. That's coming up right after we count down the poll, buddy. We're on top of it. The R.I.P. to Arthur Lee. You know, from that group in the 60s? Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We'll spin something from him, from his group Love.
How could we ever forget about him? He has two first names.
Out of 1966, folks. Okay, from the first album we're going to spin. Yes, all right. So anyway, you know the website there, and then we get these record labels up, so you can vote, and you can see what some of the records look like that we're actually spinning on the show, because some of them have some cool labels. And Doc, coming in third place, what do we got?
Yeah, this week coming in third place with just a measly 4 votes.
That was
7% of the votes for you mathematical people out there, is My Records.
Yeah, man.
Like M1.
Lost Discs Radio.
Here it comes.
Let's get down to it.
Please,
here comes.
Pick number.
10987654. 3.
Yeah, it's going to be Jimmy Ford and the Losers with the Death House Lament. You better dig it, folks.
Sitting in the Death House, waiting my turn to die. Only God knows I'm innocent. And he ain't chance. They don't believe the story that I told. All the evidence is against me. I'm a victim of circumstance. I ain't never killed nobody, not a soul. Sitting in the death house, waiting my turn to die. Only God knows I'm innocent, and he ain't gonna testify.
Testify.
So death house sure is lonely. All I do is sit and stare, wishing I could go on living to grow old. But I know they're gonna put me in that old electric chair, and I ain't never killed nobody, not a soul. Sitting in the death house, wait my turn to die. Only God knows I'm innocent, and he ain't gonna testify. I've done a lot of wrong things. I know I've lived in sin. I've cheated, and many's the lie I've told. But I know my misdeeds led me to this awful shape I'm in. I ain't never killed nobody, not a soul. Sitting in the death house, waiting my turn to die. Only God knows I'm innocent, and he ain't gonna testify.
Testify.
After they have crucified me, disregarding all my pleas, and my body's lying lifeless and cold, I want it written on my tombstone for all the world to see. He ain't never killed nobody, not a soul.
He ain't never killed nobody, not a soul.
Yeah, yeah. That's a likely story. That's a likely story coming to you from good old Jimmy Ford and the Losers. And they really are the losers tonight on the poll at our website.
In a big way.
Is the My Records label coming in third place there. I'm sorry to tell it to you folks, but it was the Death House Lament. And that, well, that's, that, what else do you expect from the loser of the poll, folks? What can I tell you? You all made it happen. You apparently voted. Some of you are. Of course, it's always likely that there's just one obsessed listener out there who votes over and over again 50 some times. And, you know, that guy does not, I don't think he has our home phone number, so hopefully he will not be phoning in tonight, or girl, whoever she is. Oh, God. All right, so anyways, keep it moving there, Doc.
Well, here's the thing. As you're watching these polls on a biweekly basis, you'll notice that there is something cute there that Jimmy does. There's always a connection.
Now, come on.
There's always a connection.
Have you seen the latest one?
I haven't.
The new poll. Folks, go check it out.
What I'm saying is, at the conclusion of this, maybe somebody could email us or write us a letter or something telling us if they could discover the connection. But here we go.
Okay.
See, we had last place, third place was My Records. Now, in almost a fairly close race, but unfortunately in second place, with 21 votes, which represents 37% of the people voting.
30 per 7 cents. Yes.
Of the 21 votes,
yes.
56 total votes. You know, they still don't add up to 100. You're getting closer. It's at 99. But, I mean, it's usually somewhere around 92.
Can't do math in my head. You know that.
That's right.
But if you need money, I'll give you money.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So number three, we had Sky. Number three, we had Mine. Number two, we have Sky Records.
Dig it, man.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
Yes, yes. It is the original Red Tops. The original Red Tops. Apparently that's important. And here they are, folks, tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Hello. Is that you? Oh, baby, this is you know who. Hello. Is that you? I'm calling like I said I do. You told me when I called to keep my voice unknown. And if a man voice answers, hang up that phone. Hello, is that you? Well, baby, this is you know who. Hello, is that you? Well, baby, this is you know who. Hello, is that you? I'm calling like I said I do. You told me when I call to keep my voice down low. Make sure it's you before I say hello. Hello, is that you? Well, baby, this is you know who. Is that you? Well, baby, this is you know who. Hello, is that you? I'm calling like I said I do. You said you had a man who was big and bad. He's like a tiger when he gets mad. Hello, is that you? Well, baby, this is you know who. Hello, is that you? Well, baby, this is you know who. I say hello, girl, is that you? I'm calling like I said I do. Well, he can be your big dog, I don't care. If I can be your little dog when he's my dad. Hello, is that you, baby? Baby, I'm calling you baby. Baby, this is you.
All right. Well, what about that kind of action? Folks there. So, what? That was that was the original Red Tops off the Sky Records label. You dig that, man? Coming in second place there on the poll at our fantastic website. And you should go check out the new record label poll that's on the front page there, man. You type it in. Once again, it's lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. Spell the word discs with a C and do not put the triple W's in front of that address. God, ooh, I win.
Jeez.
Tell you what, or search it on a Google thing, but just spell discs with a C for crying out loud.
So can we get to the number one or what?
Well, can we? Let's just do it then. Now, if you're going to be smarting off like that.
We got number three was mine. Number two was Sky.
Yeah.
And yesterday when I was digging holes.
Yes, sir.
We dug a bunch of them because I put in 500 feet of split rail fence. And with this one of those big post hole diggers, right?
What are you doing?
And what would happen was we needed to get 20 inches down in the ground. But then we put the thing in, the post in, right?
Yeah, 20 inches.
And if we only got like 14 inches in the ground, we'd be 4 inches out.
Yeah.
And my friend would kept saying to me, are you high? Are you high?
Are
you high?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, I'm high. I'm high. And that's the winner of our record label contest this week is High Records.
Yes, but how's it spelled on that label?
Yeah, H-I.
H-I high. All right, so calm down, folks.
Right, what's the difference?
I don't know. Somebody must know. I'll tell
it
you
goes
what,
like
man.
This. From 3, 2, 1, it goes, my sky high. See how cute Jimmy can be?
Yeah, that's very cute. I'll tell you what, man. A vote.
With his little polls.
I'll tell you, a vote for the High Records label is like a vote for another 9/11. Let's face folks, fine.
Countdown number one.
But here they come tonight in a group called The Life. Sure enough, off the High Records label, folks, it's 1 o'clock noon.
The sun is shining. The light beams play upon your mind. With precise timing, you try to keep up with the grind. In the city, the folks have eaten lunch by now. It's 1 o'clock noon. It's 1 o'clock noon. It's 1 o'clock noon. Do you get that feeling, girl? when you step up on their toes. Pretty sweet thing, 100 pounds won't get you home. But 1 o'clock noon, but 1 o'clock noon, by 1 o'clock noon. Do you get that feeling, girl, when you try so hard that you're getting in a grind? Yeah, when you drop your guard. Do you get that?
It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
And listen, I hope that you're mature enough as young people not to go this glue-sniffing route.
Nitrogen oxide, mercury, and carbon monoxide.
To tell me what they think is right, I don't listen to them. Don't know day from night. I go through life searching, trying to find the one. I go slip, slip. You go slip, slip away. And I don't need you to help me find my way. I can make it if I just don't see your face. I had a problem, didn't know what to do. Now I got no problems, all I had was you. Guess I'll keep on searching and try to find the one. Cause I go slip, slip. You go slip, slip away. Now I don't need you to help me find my way. I can make it if I just don't see your face.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible sounds of Arthur Lee and Love. And that's the kind of thing that brings a phone call. A phone call now from Joe Stax on the line. Let's see if we can get an audio on Joe Stax. Joe.
Greetings, all of you out there in Lost Discs Land.
Yes.
From the mighty city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a pleasant surprise, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Doc. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You sound good.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling pretty good. The Steelers had their exhibition game today in Arizona.
Yeah, I saw Big Ben is on the field again.
Yeah, they didn't feel they had to really work too hard today.
That's another benchmark you could tell whether or not we're live on the air tonight, folks. Hey, Joe there. You want to say anything real quick about that group Love and Arthur Lee who just passed away?
Man, where do you start? It's a sad thing because he was getting ready. He was putting another group together in the springtime. He was looking forward to touring, taking the show out on the road, playing Forever Changes in front of people like he had been doing for the last couple of years. And, we missed out on our chance. We'll never, it's just one of those things where, we'll never have that that opportunity to see the man, to hear 7 and 7 is live and in person. And, it's just a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. What was his illness, Joe?
I believe it was leukemia.
Yeah. All right, so that was a long battle, I'm sure.
Didn't he spend a little time in the joint?
In fact, he did. From the late 90s, he spent like 5 years.
Yeah. Let's talk about the highlights of the man's career, shall we?
Well, I think we should really focus on the good stuff. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Those three classic Love albums from like 66 through about 68 there.
Well, we just heard from 1966 off of their first self-titled album. We heard A Message to Pretty. And he goes slip away in that one. So what can you do? Folks, people have getting in on the email. Yes, I'm just going to speak the way I speak, okay? And if it sounds wrong to you, then that's not my problem. It was John in Walpole, Massachusetts, who emailed in and said, "Geez, I hope you guys are live tonight because I don't know why. He just hopes that we're live." Well, I've been trying to tell you all night that we're live. What more do you want? No, wait. He just emailed in again, and now he's saying it's a great 45 or LP. What? English? I again don't understand what he's talking about. Is Joe Stacks going to be on anytime soon? He asks. Wow.
Right now.
Now that's bad in 1,000. One guy emails in. Tyler from New Jersey emails in and says, "Are you going to be playing anything from Arthur Lee and Love?" Being that he passed away. Well, sure as hell, we got it on for you. Then this guy says, "What about Joe Stacks? How come he can't be on?" Well, Joe Stacks just chimed in, folks.
It's just proof that we're here for you people.
Oh, we're here for the people. And, what about this? Cracker, that guy Cracker?
Yeah.
Cracker just emailed in and said, "You want me to call you up? Send your phone number." Well, if Joe Stacks wasn't tying up the line, I would send the phone number. But, No, it's okay. We will get a phone call from Cracker one of these days on the show. I guaranteed, because that's the way we play our hand around here, apparently. Oh, folks, they're in on the email. But Doc, the more exciting thing is that people sometimes like to contact us in the old P.O. box.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, give it to them.
Yeah, P.O. box 1, Lost Discs Radio, obviously. P.O. box 157, and that is in the North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 USA.
Right.
Place. Yeah, that's us.
That's right. North Haven, Connecticut. Now, Connecticut can be abbreviated with a capital CT for those of you that are out of state.
Capital C, capital T.
In the USA, the zip code is 06473, and it once again is P.O. Box 157.
Whatever happened to the four-letter abbreviations for states?
Yeah.
Like CONN.
CONN. Or back
M-A-S-S.
In Pennsylvania, they used to do PENA. PENA. Get out another PENA so we can write a letter to someone over there.
My mom still uses
CONN. Yeah. Folks, well, people do use those letters, but,
they wanted to make it shorter, so they went to two letters, and they added four numbers onto the end of your zip code.
Bastards.
What's up with that?
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She's still drinking.
Well, why shouldn't she if it makes it any easier?
Oh, yeah. Well, sure enough, Chesty's got a hold of the microphone, folks. Something's bound to happen.
All right, my chick pick this week. Oh, do I wait for the theme music to be over, or can I talk over?
No, go ahead, talk over it. Turn it down.
It's Ella Johnson.
Yeah, man.
And it's kind of a bluesy thing with a sultry female voice. And this is one of those things about music which I don't understand, but when you listen to a blues record when you're sad, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Is that ironic? I don't know.
Come on. What? Yeah.
If you listen to it when you're happy, then I guess you get sad.
No. It makes you happy either way, folks.
Oh, well.
Here comes tonight off the Roulette Records label, right? Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week, man. What's it called, Chesty?
Don't fail me now, baby.
Well, I'm sad and lonely, all because of you. Don't fail me, baby. Please make my dreams come true. Baby, please make my dreams come true. Hold me tight in the broad daylight. Let me feel that your love is real. 'Cause all my love and everything is yours, all yours. 'Cause you're all I live for. My only hope in this world. Please, please don't fail me. Make me your happy little girl.
I've had about enough.
Lost Discs Radio.
I'm the one who says when someone has had enough.
We'll be right back.
Radio.
Look, I've got to get back to work, but I get off at 2 o'clock.
I didn't really get it.
Lost Discs Radio.
And I feel like I've lost some of you.
Can you explain that, Major?
Well, really, there's nothing to explain, sir.
Everybody come along with me to a little bit sponsor town. A real groovy group's really pick you up as no need to put you down. You better come and go now, do-do-do. Come and go now, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Everybody just probably go on and the back of the foot stop on the floor. Everybody's hip, a band's gonna flip, and everybody shout out for more. You better come and go now, do-do-do. Come and go now, do-do-do-do-do. Moving along now, come on, move. Moving along now, come on, move. Going along now, come on, move. Rip moving now, come on, move. Come along with me to a little bit sponsored town. A real group of groups ready to pick you up as no need to put you down. You better come and go now. Come and go now. Moving along now. Come on, move. Moving along now. Come on. Where you going now? Oh, where you going? Yes. Come on, girl, 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 come on, girl
right, folks? That's how people do it on the show, man, when they contact us. They just, at some point, they just have to flush. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been on live tonight. Now, here's the exciting thing. Everybody listen up, because we've come up short of material. Because we didn't, well, we didn't
how
know
how possible. You only played like four songs.
We didn't know how many people would phone in tonight. I was under some inside information that we may have some inside people calling tonight, and Joe Stacks phoned in, and God bless him. So,
and that was it.
I left a little bit of time just in case we got to talking a lot, which we always do, and running at the mouth and whatever, you know, and smarting off like you do, Doc. But the problem is now we've got maybe 5 minutes to fill, and you can ask for anything right now. Okay, the closet is open over there to the boxes of 45s. The LPs are out in the hallway. There are stacks of things sitting here. There's CDs around. Joe Stacks can make a request if he wants to. Joe, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was just checking out the forum page.
Yes, sir. You mean at our fabulous website?
That's right, the Lost Disc Radio Show forum.
Hey, Joe, what did you think of my definition of a garage band?
Actually, I thought that was very good, Doc.
Yeah.
Let me just go in. I wanted to say a big hello to Triple J, JJJ, who dropped off a batch of Rodney Dangerfield lines for me.
Hey, good old JJJJ Johnson. You know that guy, Jay Johnson?
He's got the lines.
You can always count on him. And he's the only person, other than our personnel here, to sign in on the forums at our website. So, folks, I'm going to give it to you one last time while Chesty and Trixie are over there pulling out some vinyl or pulling out something. I don't know. You go to on the browser there. It's lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. See, and you don't put the W's in front of it, and you spell the word discs with a C, and on the main page there, you look around, you'll see the link to the forums, the new Lost Discs Radio Show forums. All right.
It's Potluck Elvis.
It's Potluck Elvis. Oh, my God. Chesty has put a record on the turntable in the studio, folks.
And it's appropriate for you.
And it really is an album called Potluck Elvis. And, Chesty, this is a song you're recommending for us. What's it called?
Knight Rider.
All right, it's the fourth track. Folks, I'm going to cue it up live in the air for you. Let's see if we can do it. Yeah, let's get the little light on.
I think he looks like Lisa Marie
One,
Presley.
Two, three, four. All right, let's drop it down and see it with you. Yeah, it sounds like Elvis. All right, let's cue it up. No, that's the track of before. All right, hang on. No. Okay, there it is. Whoa. Well, we're going to do this the real way. We're going to back it up and you know, cue it up like they used to do in the radio stations, folks. Okay, stand by. Okay, here we go. Whoa, wait. No. Almost got it.
Are you checking out on that machine?
There it is. There it is. Okay, so here it is. Chesty, pick this one out of the closet there for us. You know what I'm saying?
And then we can talk a little pop.
I mean, I'm not saying nothing, but I'm just saying she pulled it out of the closet. Here we go, it's Elvis Presley off the Potluck LP. Of some sort. Knight Rider. Dig it.
As the day comes to an end, Knight Rider, Knight Rider, he came riding into town as the sun was going down. Saw my baby and he smiled her heart away. Now what will I do today? Caution my baby to stay. She laughed when I told her, take care, all you share in his midnight ride. Night Rider, Night Rider. Since you stole her out of sight, I ain't had a peaceful night. Night Rider, won't you let my baby be? Come on, send her back to me.
Folks, well, that's going to have to. We're going to have to go out on this Elvis record tonight, folks, and there ain't no shame in that. Although, I'm very surprised to hear two Elvis songs in one show. But, of course, you know, we do the ones that are relatively obscure, and there are some obscure ones. Let's face facts. When was the last time you heard any of the corporate crap stations play this one from Elvis? When was the last time you called them up, your local oldie goldie station, and you asked them to play Knight Rider by Elvis Presley? Man, they would hang up on you in a heartbeat.
Come on, send it back to
me. We'll do it for you here tonight on the Lost Disc Radio Show. So I'd like to say thanks to everybody and good night to everybody at BCQ, the planet. You're digging us on 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz shortwave radio. Good night, Doc.
Yeah, I'll see you in about 3 months.
Yes. Promises, promises. Good night, Joe. Thanks for chiming in suddenly.
Good to drop in, everybody.
Yeah, man. We'll dig you next week, maybe. Or maybe in the next 2 weeks. Who knows when we'll be on live again. You know, it's just, I apologize. Maybe in the fall we'll get back on track. You know what I'm saying, folks? We'll do what we can for you and for BCQ, the Lost Discs Radio Show.